Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Who would have ever predicted that measles would have been in the headlines day after day? I didn't think anyone got measles anymore. Not the case when I was a kid, though. Everyone had measles and whooping cough and the mumps. No big deal. The most frightening health problem was polio. And I had a friend that contracted polio. Once a polio vaccine was available, people flocked to get vaccinated. It's hard for me to understand the reasoning that could cause some parents to not get their children vaccinated. Science has proven how it can protect the children from all of those diseases. When I was young, we had no choice but just grin and bear it. In 2009, a Pew study found that 68% of people felt that vaccination should be mandatory. However, 30% said no. Parents should decide. If there are too many people unvaccinated, we can have a disease outbreak. And that's where we are today. Some mothers don't want their doctor shooting chemicals into their children. That's just not natural. They don't trust science. Those are some of the same people that don't want to trust genetically modified foods. We've been eating GM foods for 20 years. No one got sick. Europeans have been the biggest obstacle to genetic engineering. You can be skeptical, but without evidence to justify your skepticism, you will eventually have to change your mind. And that's where we are headed. Genetic modification gives us plants more resistant to pests and drought. We get bigger yields, and we'll be able to feed the world. If we are to rely on science to give us the green light to be vaccinated and eat GM foods, then what about global warming? Perhaps I should say climate change. More than 80% of scientists think climate change is caused by human activity. Only about 50% of the public agree with the scientists. I must admit that I am a little skeptical, but I'll keep an open mind. Climate change may be verified in time. But right now, the public is just not buying it. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.